This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindy, you created early. Actually, created a lot early, but you couldn't get the puck in, made two mistakes, and they were in your net. I mean, it seemed like you had the better of the play, just made two mistakes, and it was 2-0.
Yeah, we did. We made two big puck plays that, you know, we handed them easy offense. I thought on four of the goals we handed them easy offense. We had, you know, we had a lot of good luck. So, you know, I thought our top line had a tough night. You know, the offside goal again. They found a, I thought, heck of a play, great goal by Benny, but then it was offside.
What'd you think about the way that your group responded, you know, when you did fall behind?
Well, because we were playing good. I mean, we'd hit a couple posts. Our first couple shifts were good. I think JJ hit a post in the first shift. You know, there was a lot of good. I thought for a little bit of time we deferred too much outside, but I thought we got back to getting back inside. And but our puck play killed us.
Despite having these quite a few chances, am I being too hard on saying that you guys overpass sometimes on it?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. We deferred to outside. Mm-hmm. We didn't get inside the dots. I thought, you know, we had lots of opportunities to what I call uglier activity. You just get some pucks in around the paint. It was probably the part in the second period that got away from us where we deferred outside.
What did you think about Dahlin and Byram tonight, the way that they...
I thought that might have been Dahl's best game, and along with Bo, too. I mean, Dahl's, I just thought, was dominant every shift.
How about later in the game? It seemed like it was more coverages in the later. How did the coverages get kind of messed up in some of those late goals?
Well, I mean, when you look at just the, you know, the coming into the D-zone part of it, we left coverage on, you know, in the second period. Yeah, the late goal, again, we got caught on the wrong side of the puck, and you know it ends up in the back of your net. So those are plays we've been pretty good at. Tonight, like I said, we weren't good.
What's your message going to be to the group heading into the spring?
That we got a lot of work to do, that you've got to get some work done during the break, and you got to be ready to win a game when we start up again.